Time now for our Cyclone Insider on Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1 with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. It is John Walters with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Well, big win on Tuesday for Iowa State. TCU, the Horned Frogs, taken down on the home floor for Iowa State, 65-59. It was a game where they got a little bit of a big lead. TCU, obviously, always traditionally a tough-minded team, so they were able to kind of get back into it, but Iowa State did a great job of closing out in that one on Tuesday.
Yeah, which was really a big step for this team, I think, because they've been in that situation before and hadn't been able to close games, and so this time they did, and that was a really good step. They haven't had a lot of close wins. When they've won this year, they've usually won double figures. But to get tested like that, to lose a 16-point halftime lead, have TCU come all the way back and take the lead, isn't ideal. But in that scenario, if that happens, to be able to find another gear and dig down and fight your way out of it is something that this team's really been struggling with, trying to find the ability to get defensive stops with a game on the line. And they were able to do that time and time again in that the closing minutes of that victory over TCU. And so that was really, really encouraging. And, some young guys out on the floor contributing to that. Caleb Grill had a couple of great defensive plays, had two steals and a great block shot to help secure the victory. Trey Jackson played the whole 40 minutes, played really, really well. So I think a lot of encouraging things that came out of that game for sure.
Tyrese Halliburton is out right now for Iowa State for the rest of the season, but what kind of role is he playing in helping the team, maybe, just kind of leadership or different aspects? What have you seen?
Oh, he's great. I mean, you're talking about a guy that has a smile on his face every single day. I think he probably spent about 24 hours, feeling a little bit sorry for himself, as anybody would. Mm-hmm. Human nature, he loves playing the game of basketball, it's not easy when you've never been hurt before, which he hadn't, and then you all of a sudden have your season torn away from you. It's really hard, but he quickly converted into, I'm just going to be the best teammate I can, which he always has been anyway. But have a smile on my face every day, make sure that I'm keeping the spirits of the other guys up, and that's something that he is great at. He's a terrific leader. And the guys really gravitate to him. And that was true when he was on the floor, and it's true when he's off the floor, too. So, no, he's been absolutely great. And mm-hmm. I don't think this team would have been able to fight through some of these tough times as well as they have without having Tyrese around.
About a month ago, Iowa State took on Oklahoma State on January 21st. It was a big win at home, 89-82 against Oklahoma State. This Saturday, they play Oklahoma State, this time on the road. Coming up at 3 o'clock on Saturday, you'll hear the pregame show starting up at 2 o'clock here on Kicks 101.1. It's been a tough season for Oklahoma State. They're one team that has been in the tournament some years and not other years. They're 14-14 on the season, but still, that seems like a tough place to travel for any team.
It is. They don't draw crowds the way they used to. They used to have really one of the very best environments. Now you'd have to go back, to really about the turn of the century when it was, they had one of the top environments in college basketball at Gal Gribber Arena. And for whatever reasons, that has dwindled a little bit in recent years, but it's still a tough place to play. It's a unique basketball arena. The old arena basically had additions put on top of it, but you can still picture kind of what it looked like when it was just a little bowl, and those fans are right on top of you still. And so, it's a fun place. It's a great college town. It's a lot of people that really care. I think it's a very similar fan base to Iowa State's fan base, and so it is a difficult place to go play, but Iowa State has had some success there in recent years. And, I think when you talk about the season being a little bit of a disappointment, maybe for Oklahoma State, it feels to me, Brandon, like after Baylor and Kansas in the Big 12, pretty much everybody can say that, mm-hmm. That's what happens when you have two teams that are completely dominant and elite that haven't lost to anybody else. Mm-hmm. Essentially, that means everybody else is starting 0-4. And yeah. Now you're beating up on each other and scrambling and jockeying for position. But right now, there's only three Big 12 teams with a winning record. Mm-hmm. And, Texas Tech isn't that far above water. And so you know, it's like probably every fan base other than those two is saying, eh, you know, could have been a little bit better. Even West Virginia, which has seen things flip a little bit. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think Iowa State, Oklahoma State are in the same boat. But this is an important game to go get a road win, which Iowa State hasn't been able to do, and then come back home for senior night against West Virginia. If, you know, they could do that with some real positive momentum, that'd be a great thing.
What's the prospects of heading to postseason play or tournament play, maybe like the NIT, something like that for Iowa State?
Well, I don't know. That's a great question, and haven't really given that a lot of thought, what might happen there. You'd probably have to close this thing out with some victories to get in that position where you could even discuss the postseason. But you know, I think this team can win any of its remaining games. I don't see a game on its schedule that you just say, okay, there's no chance, or they're going to have to play perfect in order to win that one, kind of like you would going into Lawrence, Kansas. I think with these three games remaining, they're all in the category of if you play well, you should have a great chance to win. And so, you know, we'll let the chips fall where they may. When it's all, when the dust settles, we'll just kind of see where we stand and see what happens with everything. But, you know, it's been a year with some ups and downs, but thankfully it was a nice up on the TCU game, and hopefully a couple more ups to come.
And you took down a good Seton Hall team at that as well, you know, so that counts for something.
Yeah, I mean, there've been some highlights, there's no doubt. There have been some high moments, and then there's been some low moments. And, you know, it's funny, you talk about the low moments. You know, I said to the TCU announcers, yeah, it was tough, you know, getting beat by Texas Tech by 30 at home. And they said, yeah, we lost to him by 46. You know, not at home, but you know, I mean, it happens to other teams, and lopsided losses have not been uncommon. Even Iowa, as good a year as they've had, they've had a great year. They've had some losses that have been lopsided. I mean, a lot of teams have. Just there's a handful of teams that don't suffer those kind of losses from time to time. So, got to keep some of that in perspective as you go, but. You know, the Big 12 tournament's still coming up in Kansas City. Iowa State's won it 4 of the last 6 years. Let's see how much positive momentum we can get heading into that weekend.
Yeah, it'll start this weekend against Oklahoma State again. Tip-off at 3 o'clock here on Kicks 101.1. The voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, it's John Walters with us every Thursday at 8:30. John, thanks for the time as always.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Brandon.